was peeing. Now I'm rinsing my hands off.
That was not a rinsing hands off.
You mean that wasn't a rinsing of hands off?
Not even a little bit. You were like straight up coming.
No. I haven't touched myself all day long. Been such a
Oh,
good girl.
pretty.
Mm-mm. I even was going to before I left, and then I was like, Krista, have some self-control here.
Is that your plan? You're going to try to limit your touching to prove that you have self-control?
Absolutely.
I'll believe it when it happens.
So, I was texting my ex from San Francisco,
Okay.
not David. I don't really consider him an ex. And I hate talking to him. I don't know why I ever talked to him.
Yeah, why, what was your goal?
Well, I ran into his mom the other day and I was with James and I was really hoping like he didn't tell her that he had dinner with me.
Okay.
And so I was kind of rude to her because I was trying to get rid of her.
Okay.
And she's like the sweetest woman in the world.
Right.
And I felt really bad about it. So I text him and I'm like, hey, I run into your mom. My mom runs into your mom. Did you ever tell her that we had dinner? And he was like, what do you think? And I'm like, probably not, because he's not that type.
Okay.
So that's what started the conversation.
And how did the rest of the conversation go?
It's still going. He's just the biggest asshole ever.
How so?
He's a prick. How many more I don't know why. I don't know. Unless you want to see my phone, I could probably hand you my phone. You could read the text message conversation and then be like, oh, yeah.
I guess, like, is he condescending? Is he just
He's
rude? Is he...
condescending. That's a good term. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, why keep it going then? Just ghost him.
I think because I was bored. Well, no, I did. It did make me. His mom literally lives across the street from my parents. And my mom was like giving me the third degree about him on Sunday. We went for a walk and she's like, do you ever see Michael? I'm like, no. You ever do anything with Michael? No. You ever talk to Michael? No. And then I'm like, I better make sure like he's not telling his mom anything and his mom and my mom aren't like having conversations or something. 'Cause she's like, why is his car in their driveway? I'm like, I don't know. I do know, but I can't give her the answer.
Right. Maybe your mom's just looking for other prospects for you.
I don't know. He just called me boring, so.
Oh, well, I can attest to the fact that you are not.
Whatever. And then I'm like, whatever. He's just irritating.
Yeah, he probably wants something you're not giving him.
He does. He totally does. I told you, we went out to eat when I was up there that once, and he was trying to be forward and get me to come back to his house,
Oh,
and I was like,
that
no.
guy. Yeah, okay. Was that the time that you went to have dinner with him? The time in question?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a long time ago.
That was over a year ago.
Yeah.
And so, yes, apparently I'm boring because I don't give him what he wants.
That's not true. You give me lots of stuff I don't want, and you're not boring.
Thank you. That's why you're awesome. And he's an asshole prick.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he sounds
A
like a
prick.
sexually frustrated, condescending asshole prick. Yes.
He is.
Well, I'm
And
sorry.
he says he claims that I ruined him, so I don't know.
You ruined him.
I ruined him.
Okay. That's great. I don't know what to say to that.
I don't either. It doesn't matter. Why are we having this conversation? Because it's irritating me.
Hold on, hold on. You told me this morning that you were on a plane to Boston this morning, or is that later?
Tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow. I thought you were in Boston today, so I was very confused as to how you were in Boston, but you kept the same hotel.
No.
Okay, that makes sense. And the AC, haven't touched it?
No.
Are you going to try it?
No.
Do you want to play with your pussy?
No.
Kind of?
Not really.
Okay, well. No AC, no pussy. You sound so defeated.
I am.
Because of your ex being a condescending asshole?
Kind of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got dumped last week. Now my ex is being a condescending asshole. My husband's a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm sending you pictures, but they're not of people or myself or my pussy, so you know.
Okay. I am pretty sure that as soon as I see them, I will recognize that they are not your pussy.
They're not. I never take pictures of those things.
It's too bad. I hear you have a nice one.
But I had a very enjoyable evening up until I decided to text the asshole.
It's a steamboat.
That is a steamboat.
That is what it is, right?
It is a steamboat. That is correct.
Excellent. I like it. That's quite nice. That must have been earlier, because it's about that time right now here, and you're a couple hours ahead of us.
Yeah, that was probably 5:30-ish.
Gotcha. Yep, it was 5:39.
That was when I went for my walk. I had to buy a sweatshirt because I was cold.
Because it's 90 degrees in February in Southern California. So, of course, you wouldn't take one.
Well, it was like 75 during the day here. And I have a winter coat, but it wasn't that. It was like, it's like home right now. It's like in the 40s at night, and it's in the upper 70s during the day.
Okay.
So all I had was a heavy coat because I wasn't really planning on going out and walking around.
Right.
And I took my heavy coat, and I was like, yeah, no, that's way too heavy.
I had to buy a new jacket. What do they call it? A trucker jacket for some reason.
What's a trucker jacket?
Well, apparently, it's a jacket. Not an insubstantial jacket, but not like a heavy winter coat. But it has a hood on it. So I now have a fake leather jacket that has, you know, a comfortable liner and a couple of pockets I can put things in. And a hood. And it's very similar to the one I bought in Germany the last time we were there. But I misplaced that jacket, and I have not been able to find it since last year. It's real weird.
I just realized you don't have FaceTime.
No. It's true.
Too bad.
Carissa, you can play with your pussy.
I'm not. I'm actually, I need to take a shower.
Can do it in there. It's legal.
It's legal?
Yeah.
There's plenty of not legal things that I haven't done.
Oh. You need to talk about those? No, those are illegal things that you dreamed about.
Oh.
What?
Okay. Well, the even my dreams creep me out. It's one of those things where I wake up and I'm like, oh, God, did I really have that dream? Can I go barf now? Did I have that dream? Wow.
All right, put me on speakerphone and go take a shower.
You are on speakerphone.
All right, shower time.
I'm in bed.
You're giving me conflicting stories.
I do need to take a shower. You're not going to be able to hear me in the shower. You can't see me in the shower. So why do you want me in the shower?
Because I'm worried about your health.
Right. Totally.
No, I just, whatever. I like when you're naked. So sue me.
Well, I can get naked.
Okay.
Does that really do anything for you?
Only if you tell me you are. Because you could have been naked this whole time, and I wouldn't know. So that wouldn't work.
Did peeing do anything for you?
It wasn't on me, so no.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little exciting. I like that you called me right before you peed, so clearly you wanted me to be on the phone with you while you peed, and that was exciting.
That was more of a last-minute decision.
Well, I think subconsciously, you want me to hear you pee. Subconsciously, you want me to hear you pee.
I thought you might like it.
I kind of do, yeah. Not gonna lie, since we're confessing dark secrets, yeah. I like the idea of you peeing. I wouldn't mind if you peed on me.
I don't want to pee on you. In fact, I was reading this thing about squirting. And how essentially squirting is just urine.
And this put you off of flirting?
And I'm like, okay, I don't have a, feel like that's such a cool thing anymore.
What was the reasoning they used?
In the determining that it's urine?
Yeah.
They did a bunch of tests on it.
Oh, okay. Squirting. For some reason I heard flirting. But yes, I knew that. But it's not the substance itself that's exciting. Like, honestly, cum is kind of gross. But watching an attractive girl do something with cum is very exciting. So it's not the liquid that's exciting. It's the fact that the girl has lost control and is squirting all over the place. It's the display of passion. Just like when you are so loud that you wake up the neighborhood.
Just like when a guy comes in my mouth. It's not that I particularly am like, oh, I love cum. I want to drink it all the time. It's more like, oh, I got him to that point that he felt so good. He did that.
Exactly.
So the response I just got back is marriage made you boring.
Marriage made you boring. This is not true. Marriage has made you quite exciting. I don't think
Can
you would
have. Can I say that I have a friend that begs to differ?
You can?
I'm going to say it. No. You and your stupid responses have made me boring.
I was going to say, if you say, I have a friend who begs to differ, he's going to think that we're having sex.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But you are not boring. Marriage did not make you boring. Marriage opened doors for you to do some of the most exciting, freaky stuff of your entire love life.
It's okay. I know that you know the truth, Jonathan. He's just bitter.
He is.
I told him before I got married, please give me a reason not to get married. And you know what his response was?
Huh.
I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't, I got 5.5 inches of reason right here. It wasn't, I want to take you around the world with me. Nothing like that.
He has a big, beautiful dick, and he's Italian. His mother is the best cook in the world, and he spends half of his time in Italy, and he's a programmer for Yelp.
Oh, so he's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Well, whatever, his loss.
I don't know why. He's always been an asshole, and I still, like, it bothers me. I wish it was just, like, I don't know. I wish I didn't care. But it bugs me.
Carissa, you are really into assholes.
I don't consider David an asshole, actually.
Mm. He absolutely is. Are you kidding me?
No.
What part of his relationship with you makes him not an asshole, though?
He's always been nice.
What? How do you define nice?
He's always been nice. He has always gone out of his way. He has always tried to do whatever he can for me. I can't blame the guy for saying he can't do this anymore. One, he's married. Two, he can't call me on his fucking cell phone. And three, now he can't even call me from his office. I don't really blame him.
I just don't see it. I mean, the guy, okay, yes, he's willing to have an affair for you, but that's it. Like, that's
where
he stops.
Not willing to do anything more for him, so I'm just as much of an asshole as he is.
Good. Also, it's dark now. I'm going to play with my dick a little bit.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying? I can only consider assholism based on how much of an asshole that I am. It's all relative, right?
Okay. That makes sense. So if you compare your actions against his...
He's actually a better person than I am. He's less of an asshole than I am.
I'm a bigger asshole.
Jonathan, I don't have a problem saying... Michael is a bigger asshole than I am.
Yes.
Okay, and that's what bothers me. David is not as big of an asshole as I am, and that's why I'm okay with the fact that I'm not talking to him right now. There's not a whole lot I can say about that situation.
You guys are on par. I would put him slightly above you just because he's so stupid.
He's stupid, but stupid doesn't make you an asshole.
No, but if you're malicious through stupidity, that's almost worse than being malicious.
And women, I mean, in his defense, women are insane when it comes to shutting their husbands down.
That's true. Except mine.
Huh?
Not mine.
I told you. He told me that one of the guys that talked to me up there was like, oh, be really careful. His wife's worse than mine. I was like, oh, thank you for the heads up. He's like, oh, you're just going to talk to Jeff now. And I'm like, yeah, I don't plan on it. And I said something, oh, because he had texted me. He asked me for pictures. I think I told you. He asked me for pictures when I was in San Antonio of my friend.
Right.
And I was like, no, I don't send pictures. Did I tell you all this?
I recall he asked for pictures.
Well, a few people have asked for pictures. Two people from up north other than David have asked for pictures. Anyway, so he had asked for pictures, and I was like, no, I don't really... And I basically was like, you're married, and women don't like that. Wives don't like that.
You love that, though.
I said wives don't like that, as in his wife. He's married.
Okay.
So anyways, I told David this, and he was like, yeah, watch out for his wife. His wife's worse than mine. And I'm like, thank you for the heads up. I'm like, I didn't send him anything, though.
I have trouble believing anyone's wife could be worse than David's. That's crazy.
Jeff's pretty good looking, though.
So that means he has a crazy wife?
Apparently these wives get protective when they have good looking husbands.
I guess so. Well,
Jeff is better looking than David is.
They should fuck their husbands. I guess David's wife does.
David's wife does, but he says that only started after she found out about me, and it was more of pity sex.
That's kind of hilarious. I would take pity sex.
I know you would take pity sex.
No shame.
And he's like, what am I supposed to do, turn it down? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you to turn it down. Go for it, dude. It's your wife.
Yeah, and apparently she's got a nice ass. So whatever.
He says mine's better, but of course he's going to tell me that.
Has to, yes. I've only seen yours from a distance and in person.
It has the little dents on the side.
Yours does?
Yeah.
I'm more curious about what's in the center.
I don't like the dents, but he likes the dents.
Yeah, guys like things that girls think are unattractive sometimes.
It's muscular, but I rather have, like, round.
Well, look, you're white, Carissa. I don't know that that's going to happen.
That round is going to... I know, Eddie was talking about my ass today, and he's like, it's getting better. I'm like, thanks. Thank you. I so needed your affirmation in that.
I mean, clearly he's looking.
And he's like, well, you know, it's getting bigger. I'm like, well, thank you, I guess.
Yeah, good for your ass, I guess. What about the dimples on the back right above the butt?
Oh, I have those.
Okay.
Those dents. You know that they say if a woman has those, that automatically makes her have better orgasms.
Maybe. I didn't hear that. I just know that's where you try to catch all the cum.
Yeah, it has something to do with the nerve or the blood flow. Maybe it's the blood flow, more blood flow. So if you have those dents, like right above your sacrum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to be better orgasms. No, but I'm talking about, like, I have,
side.
Like... The dents on the side, yeah.
No, I can imagine them. You don't have to send a picture.
I have both. I have all the dents. Oh, but no cellulite dents. Not cellulite dents. No cellulite dents.
Sometimes, there was a porn star once upon a time, and she was young. She was like 19, maybe 20, and she had like a big booty and cellulite. And I was super into it. No boobs. No boobs at all. Hey, it's genetic. Sometimes it happens.
I know. They say that cellulite really doesn't have to do with fat. It's more genetics than anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she was a slender girl above the waist, but she just had a nice, big, round booty. Oh, my God. What she did with it.
The thing she did with it. Oh, I don't know. I'm not watching porn anymore. I'm going to see how long I can go without looking at porn.
All right. Well, we can masturbate together and we'll use squirts further.
I accidentally started to pull it up on my phone earlier, and I was like, nope, and I turned it off.
No. There is no benefit to me trying to suppress that, because then I will do real stupid stuff.
It's getting harder, though. I don't know if you found that. Like, it's like...
You said it was getting harder to come, right?
Huh?
You said it was getting harder for you to come when we were texting the other
night. Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. Well, especially since I only take like 2 minutes, and now it's taking like 4. Oh my God, Jonathan, it's horrible.
Is it? Is that horrible?
I guess. Gosh, who takes 4 minutes? I mean, seriously.
I do.
It's supposed to be, like, instantaneous. Get it over with.
I don't think this is true.
No? Oh.
I don't think that's even remotely true. Unless you are looking to come a lot, I'd be so sad if it were over in 2 whole minutes. 15.
I still...
15 minutes.
I still feel so bad for our neighbor, Eddie. Oh, my God.
Trust me, if it was only you he was hearing, I bet he was jerking off to it.
I think it sounded more like somebody was murdering me. I'm surprised nobody called the cops.
I've heard you come, and it's quite nice.
Yeah, that was probably half the decibel level.
Then I'm only more enticed.
Yeah. I didn't even know what happened. literally. My head all of a sudden felt like it was detached from my body. I'm like, that's not good. I know I just made a noise, and I know it was very, very, very loud.
That's the turn on. It's the loss of control. It's the holy shit, I'm going to piss myself. I'm coming so hard.
I'm kind of surprised I didn't piss all over.
Yeah, I wish you had.
I mean, I may have and just been so high, I didn't know it.
Wonderful.
So you should just, like, I'll get you some little gummy, and you can give Yana, like, a quarter of a piece, and she's going to be like, it tastes a little odd, and you're going to be like, yes, it's some new candy from India or something like that.
I would tell her what it was. I think if we didn't have the kids for a weekend, I think she'd be willing to
down for it.
Yeah,
I think you should. It does. I'm gonna be honest, it doesn't usually make me horny, because it kind of makes me like not want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently when you're having sex, it's really good.
Well, we can't even have sex right now because she is out of practice and she needs to loosen up her pussy.
She needs some toys to work
with. She has toys. She has so many toys. She has butt plugs and vibrators and dildos and massagers and all kinds of lubes. And
is she working with them at all?
No, absolutely not. Because stresses her out.
How does a dildo stress you out?
I don't know.
She has problems, my dear.
Yes, I know.
I mean, I have problems, too.
I like your problems. I want to put my penis in your problem.
My problems are fine. Her problems are not.
I know. Yeah, good times. Anyway.
My husband's calling me. I gotta go.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, have fun. Bye.
Bye.